Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original series that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. Each month, we focus on telling the story about one nonprofit organization and what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work. This month, Michael Kuhn brings us Beyond I Can.
Artisans with disabilities at Beyond I Can make arts and crafts to sell them to the community. But according to founder and director Nancy Barnett, they may really be in the business of making friendships.
They meet their friends here. It's why they really come back, is because their friends are here. And that's so nice. I'm so happy that that is happening.
Although social interaction is a key aspect of the organization, Barnett says individuals involved in the program gain important life skills working in the gift shop.
We'll send our clients out there and ask them to wait on customers. I mean, we have customers that come in and ask for specific people because they're so fond of, you know, being waited on by them.
But the clients or artisans with special needs are not the only ones benefiting from this program. Caroline Corder is a Ball State student who volunteers at Beyond I Can. She says the people she helps work with make her day better.
I love coming here. I think it's a great shop. The atmosphere is so friendly. I've only been a few times, but I feel like I just belong here automatically when I walk in. Everyone's very accepting.
A mother of one of the artisans at Beyond I Can, Paulette Farver, agrees.
So come out anytime. You'll be blessed. You will really be blessed.
In Muncie, Michael Kuhn, Community Connection.
You can revisit this episode and catch up with all of our previous editions at any time at our website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.